Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It was a night for the Cleveland Browns. Not so much for the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't let the score fool you. It wasn't even that close. That was garbage time. Beautiful touchdown pass from Joe Burrow to Tyler Boyd, but that was a garbage time.
41 of his passing yards.
Was that Higgins or Boyd? Now I'm going to say that might have been Higgins now. At any rate, that was in the fourth quarter.
You ask these questions sometimes. That you look at us to have the answers. I'm like, I don't have the answers for you.
I got
nothing for you.
Hey, the 4 p.m. NFL trade deadline is fast approaching. So we can get, you know, look, the Browns are 3-5. The Browns are 3-5. The Bengals are 4-4. But so, like, at 3-5, should a team like the Browns look to move players? Like, in the Browns' case, Kareem Hunt, right? Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL insider, Key J, had this to say about whether the Browns are buyers or sellers.
I got them as sellers right now. They got a few pieces that they could sell off. Running back Kareem Hunt, there's some interest in him. More as like a luxury to a contending team, not necessarily filling a need. You could look at anywhere from Buffalo to Philly, maybe even a Kansas City reunion. And then cornerback Greedy Williams, they've gotten a few calls on him. I could see him traded before Tuesday's deadline.
Yeah, you've been mentioning Greedy Williams as a guy who's likely to move, Key.
Yeah, because he can play. His deal is he needs to stay healthy. But, you know, coming out of school, he was one of the top corners in the country. He's just got to stay healthy. And they've drafted corners here recently, and so that room is log jammed. And the best thing to do is get something for him before the end of the season and he goes into free agency. You might as well get a fourth, fifth-round pick for him.
Jay, the Giants, meantime, their lack of anything really at receiver has been glaring all season, but particularly against Seattle, right? And now Saquon carried the ball a billion times for hardly any yards because there's no passing threat, especially when Bellinger got hurt, the tight end, last week. Do the Giants, would you like to see them make a move for receiver before the deadline? Or is this just like, hey, they're so far ahead of schedule, I'll take what we can get. I don't want to use draft capital on a player right now.
I mean, look, the NFC feels open to me, even though I know where the Eagles and the Cowboys stand. You talk about the 49ers and company. But I kind of just want to see them stay put. Like, I know people, unless you're able to get a guy like a Jerry Jeudy, right? But at the same time, if the Broncos want too much for him, I'm not going to sacrifice, you know, everything that we've accumulated over these last couple of years to do that. So I think if the asking price is the sweet spot, then yes. But if people are trying to leverage out of deals, then no.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Or are we going to draft a receiver in 2022? Okay, so we're going to draft a receiver in 2022. Where are we taking that receiver at? Well, we're going to take him in the second round. Okay, is Jerry Jeudy better than Johnson from TCU? Is Jerry Jeudy better than Jordan Addison from USC that we're probably not going to get because we're going to pick in the teens and he'll be a high pick? Is he better than such and such from this school or such and such from that school? Mm-hmm. And so when you start to look at it, you look at it from that standpoint. And if you're the Giants and you're Joe Shane, you say to yourself, you know what? I'll give up a 2 for Jerry Jeudy.
But not a 1.
I can't get Jerry Jeudy in this year's draft. I can't get that guy because he's better than these college kids that I would get in the second round. That's how you have to look at it. The Rams did this with Brandon Cooks when they gave up a first-round pick the year they went to the Super Bowl and lost. They gave up the first-round pick to New England. They get Brandon Cooks in return. He puts up the numbers. They go to the Super Bowl. They turn around and flip him and trade him off to, like, I think it was Houston, and picked up essentially a first, or I think it was 2 twos or something like that. Then turned around and traded that, packaged that up, and sent that to Jacksonville to get Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, it depends. How close are you to competing for a Super Bowl? Where is your quarterback in his career? Who else is coming out in the draft? What are they asking for? Because the Giants apparently have made inquiries with the Broncos about Judy, and the price is, the asking price is too high.
What was that?
Was not reported, but if the, you know, the Giants even making those inquiries show you, hey, look at this, we're ahead of schedule. We have something here. Let's try something. Judy, a guy who's still ascending, so it's not like you're sacrificing the future, right?
Well, he's young.
Yeah, he's young, right. But you are going to have to give stuff up.
This is his second year.
John in Florida, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. What moves do you want to see your team make before the deadline?
Hey, fellas. I just think the NFC is wide open, guys. I think the Giants should sign LBJ to a multi-year deal, take a second and a third-round pick and trade it to Cleveland for Clowney, put the Rook on the other side, and go after it this year because I don't see no one really running away with it besides Philly, and I'm not too scared of them.
So John's got the Giants with Clowney and Odell, and who else? You know who
Clowney
I think?
Just said Clowney and Odell.
Oh, okay.
Just but I laugh because the New Yorkers, y'all can't let that Odell go, huh?
No.
Y'all just.
No, for the longest. They're going to never let it go, Key. Ever.
Jay knows for the longest in New York radio, it's always like, hey, you know what? The Giants should trade for Patrick Mahomes. Why aren't they trading for Mahomes? Yeah, guys, you can't just get Patrick Mahomes. It's hard to get Patrick. You know, they're not going to give him. Jay in Syracuse, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. What moves do you want to see your team make before the deadline today, 4 p.m.?
I'm a Bills fan. I wouldn't mind getting, like, another cornerback to help us out, especially now, you know, Hyde's gone, now Poyer's injured. We need to get somebody in the back, possibly another safety. And another question I really had, what do you think the chances of Odell coming to Buffalo are?
I think they're pretty good. What do you think, Key?
I mean, it seems to be pretty good. I don't know. I can find out for you later on the day if you want me to, Max.
That would be tremendous. I would. Really,
I mean,
even if they gave him a long, I get it. Probably gives you the best odds to win a Super Bowl, considering the way LA, the Rams are trending right now. But I would ask, you know, in consideration that when you're coming off your second ACL in 2 years, like, climate is a very important thing. I've heard athletes talk about it. I live it every single day. I'm curious about the climate of being in Buffalo. If that's the place he wants to come off another ACL injury.
You know, you don't mean the climate of the culture of the team. You mean the actual climate.
Like, yeah, the weather.
So cold. If he comes back, he's going to have 3-4 games at home, maybe 4 at home, plus another 3 in the playoffs or 2 in the playoffs. Yeah, 2. It would be 2 home field advantage, right? So he would have 2 at home. So maybe 5 to 6 games that he would participate in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, Jay. 5 or 6 games in that weather.
What kind of contract you think he gets, Key? I mean, if you're the Bills, oh, you go over and beyond.
I don't even know. To be
a 1-year deal, a 2-year deal.
Like, it depends. I have no idea what they would be willing to give him based on his injury history and stuff like that. Yeah. Very productive with the Rams, when he landed with them. But Sean McVay knew how to use him, knew what to do with him. Took some of the little bit of pressure off of Cooper Kupp.
Would you do that, Key? Would you do it? Like, if you're coming off 2 ACLs, considering, I mean, the Bills, the upside, the ceiling.
I don't need him, though.
Yeah.
If I'm Buffalo. What do I need him for?
Yeah.
I mean, I got Stephon Diggs.
Like, I need Kareem.
Well,
Hunt.
Here's one thing, Key. Right? What did the Rams really need him for last year? And then they get him, and then Woods goes down. So it turns out they needed him more than they even realized, right? Like,
no, the Rams needed him, though.
Sort of, I guess. But they really needed him once.
They needed him because he had juice. Yeah. They already got a guy that got juice. In 14, it's Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, but they got a guy who has juice in Cooper
Kupp.
Nah,
different.
Nope. Cooper Kupp, good.
You mean the Super Bowl MVP triple crown winner, Cooper Kupp?
Good. He's good, but I'm talking about juice. That OBJ gave him juice. It's a difference between being good and catching a bunch of balls that's being thrown to you versus a dude like OBJ that gave you juice.
Pete in Ohio, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. What do you want? Who do you want to see? What moves do you want to see your NFL team make before the 4 p.m. trade deadline today?
What up, guys? Hey, I'm unfortunately a Chicago Bears fan, and with seeing how Ryan Poles has operated that front office and trying to gather as many draft picks as possible, I could not be surprised if they just deal Justin Fields. to a quarterback needy team like a Washington Commanders, like an Indianapolis Colts, to really do the full rebuild and just let Trevor Siemian be the guy for the rest of the year. Tell me your thoughts. I know it's crazy. Justin Fields is a crazy athlete. I'm also a Buckeye fan, but I can see how they've not really given him any receivers or offensive weapons or an offensive line. Just steal him away and get as many first round picks or second round picks as you can and just commit to the full rebuild. How much you think? Thanks, guys.
Give Justin Fields away, who could potentially turn into the greatest quarterback to ever play. You don't give those dudes away, man. Not at all. Not a chance. You got one. Why would you give him away? What for? Who? For what? What are you giving him away for?
I can't subscribe to that, man.
What if he turns – you give him away. What if he turns out to be the greatest quarterback to ever live?
Why would you? Why would you traded – you used draft capital to move up in the draft to get him. He was in the worst possible situation for any quarterback. His progress stalls out. You're like, oh, wait, can he get it done in the passing game? I don't know. Then in year two, with still nothing around him, he is able just by hook or by crook to keep you in every single game until you play the Cowboys, who just got too much. You get blown out. Like, you have potential – who knows if he'll ever get there? There's potential greatness in Justin Fields.
No,
this ain't Josh Rosen.
Corey in New York. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yes, Corey. Corey.
Hey, Kiwi. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and I would like to see them get more weapons for Tom Brady. So how about Kareem Hunt to the Buccaneers?
Kareem Hunt to the Bucs. I don't think a running back's going to make the difference. I think Leonard Fournette, whoever you have running the ball, will look fine if you shore up the offensive line.
Yeah. They need to fix their offensive line.
Yeah, they want to get a guy in the interior of the line. They're dropping like flies on that team.
Yeah, Jay.
What do you mean, yeah, Jay?
Yeah, Jay. I don't know why either, but I like it.
Well,
yeah, Jay.
That's one of Jay's teams.
No, Tampa Bay's not.
Is it?
No, I'm talking about the Flies.
The Flyers?
No, the Flies. The new team that just landed.
No. Jay's only got five teams, Keith. It's the Giants.
He'll claim the Flies, too.
Giants, Bears,
Flyers. Look at him.
Bills, Colts, and Dolphins.
I'm not really. I'm not a Colts fan. I just watch the Colts.
Oh, God.
You hear what he just said?
What?
You watch the Colts every week?
Yeah.
Jay.
On Red Zone?
Jay is going
to
get.
Keith, let's go through Keith's team. He wore Eagles jersey.
All right, that's
no, not that's not a team. I'm a fan of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but now he's on the Eagles, Keith, so that counts. He's made you an Eagles fan for the time being.
No, Lamar, I'm a fan of his.
It's okay. Lamar.
Two.
I'm a fan of
Lamar. The Ravens.
All right.
I'm a fan of the Cowboys. I'm a fan of the Cowboys. I'm a fan of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Tampa.
The
Bucks, he won a championship.
No, he's not. No, he's not a fan of the
championship. They're very close.
All right. Okay. Fine. Okay. Fine. Fine. Four. Saints.
Saints.
You might have more teams than Jay, Key.
Don't get it twisted because Key up here talking all the time. And Max, you got the Chargers.
No, I got one team, the Giants.
No, you got Joe Thurrow, as you call him.
I love me some Joe Burrow. I can't help it. Yeah.
You love Justin Herbert.
I got my trifecta in the AFC. I got in the AFC Mahomes and Burrow and Herbert.
All I hear when you guys talk is wow, 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 wow.
I think Jay just made a point.
Tom Brady has been going through some things.
Stop doing that voice. Just be yourself.
Speaking of Tom Brady, it is true. He has been going through things. Listen to what he had to say. I respect the hell out of the way he handled
this.
Every word.
You did it wrong.
What's that?
You're supposed to say, Key, he was supposed to say, Tom Brady, he's lost weight.
Well, that's for sure.
That's your go-to.
Look,
his
face looks gone.
He leads everything with Tom Brady.
Anyone who has, everyone sees it.
Oh, my goodness.
Brady's at the podium. He looks skinny. Everyone who's been through tough times in their life, not everyone, but some people eat when they get depressed. Most people, when they get stressed, lose their appetite.
That wasn't meant for you to go on a tangent.
But it's true.
It was meant for you to use it to then lead into the
sound. But that's part of the lead-in, Jay. It's true. Everyone's seen it.
I did it to myself.
Part of the problem, Jay, is when you do that, he does that.
I know.
Yeah. So you have to learn, Max. You cannot do that.
Yeah. Right.
He will, just go down the track.
Squirrel.
Do his own deal.
Where? Speaking
again.
For the first time since his divorce from Gisele Bündchen was finalized last week, here is Brady on the Let's Go podcast with Larry Fitzgerald and Jim Gray on Sirius XM.
There's a lot of professionals in life that go through things that they deal with at work and they deal with at home. And obviously the good news is it's a very amicable situation. And I'm really focused on two things, taking care of my family and certainly my children. Secondly, doing the best job I can to win football games. So that's what professionals do. You focus at work when it's time to work. And then when you come home, you focus on the priorities that are at home. All you can do is the best you could do. That's what I'll just continue to do as long as I'm working and as long as I'm being a dad.
That's right. All you can do is the best you can do. And that is what a professional does, compartmentalize. And yet, the best you can do from person to person, you will succeed to varying degrees, keeping your private life from affecting your professional life. Key, I imagine at this moment, some of the personal stuff can spill into the your effectiveness on the field of play, I would imagine.
Absolutely, because it's like anything in your work, my work, Jay's work, whatever it is, if something is affecting you, it certainly can weigh on you. And I'm sure everybody's different. And it certainly feels and seems to be whatever he was dealing with and going through now that it's public and you know, he got the divorce or whatever, it's done. He's moving on with his life. You may see a different Tom Brady than you did the first part of the season because he was dealing with that. You know, everybody says, well, he took off training camp those 11 days. Well, he took off 11 days to try to figure it out. I mean, that phone call ain't good, right? That phone call in the middle of the night that he might have been getting, to those text messages and the back and forward. And it was like, you know what, coach, I got to handle this. I'll be back in you cover for me for these next 11 days. And it, when you're going through something and it weighs on you, it affects everything. It also affects your teammates because they may be looking at you as their leader and you're walking around moping. You're not the same happy-go-lucky guy. You're not the first one in, last one out the building. All of a sudden, you're doing different things. And it's been clear that he has been doing different things.
I just want everybody to think about something for a minute. You know, as a athlete, like today's older athletes too, not the newer generation that is, you know, saying that, well, I can be a student athlete, actually I can be a business entrepreneur while participating. The way we were trained back in the day is all these things were considered to be distractions, right? Like, remember Pete Sampras, all when there's a girl in the picture, he's getting married, that's taken away from him on the court, like all this stuff, right? So as older athletes, you are trained that on the field, on the court is your safe haven. It takes you away from all that. Now, I'm not saying that Tom Brady, he's never dealt with distractions. But when you're dealing with something like this with family, right, being traditionally trained, like that has to take up a lot of your mind equity, right?
Well, Tom
Brady.
No,
it does. Jay,
Key, like, you know what I mean? Like,
wait,
no
Key, before you respond to that, I want you to listen to what Brady said, Key, and then I want to hear what you have to say about the challenge of compartmentalizing the personal and professional lives. Listen to this.
Well, I think that's what being a professional is. I've dealt with a lot of challenging situations on and off the field over 23 years, and a lot of it does play out, you know, in front of a lot of people. So it's, I think the interesting thing for, you know, football player and athlete in general is, you know, you're out there, and I always say we're not actors, you know, even though we're on TV, you know, that is our real self out there. We're trying to do our best. That's how people really have gotten to know me over the years, by being on TV. And that is an authentic self that's out there to compete with my teammates every day, and you're giving all you can to the team. And, you know, everyone's going through different things. We all have our unique challenges in life. We're all humans. We do the best we could do. I have incredible parents that have always taught me the right way to do things. You know, I want to be a great father to my children and always try to do things the right way as well. To deal with things that in your life that have challenges, you want to deal with them in the best possible way. So I want to always be able to hold my head high on and off the field. And I'm going to try to continue to do that for as long as I'm here.
Yeah, compartmentalizing is a very difficult thing to do. Haven't done it myself. Getting divorced the year we went to the Super Bowl in the midst of the season. You know, you go to the stadium and you're laughing at Max about losing weight. Man, Max, I look like a skeleton. Mm-hmm. You know, it was one of those deals where, hard, you know, the mask, the television movie with Jim Carrey, where mm-hmm. it was all, you know, it was one of those type deals because you are thinking about so many different things until you walk into the building. And you walk to the building, now I'm laughing at my teammates and we're having fun and everything's great. We go to practice. But then now I drive home. Now I'm going home. Now I got to deal with those situations throughout that. But it didn't stop me from balling out because once I got on the field, I was able to say, I'm not worried about all the outside noise. I know my kids are fine. I'm going to play ball. I'm going to still ball out. Then when I leave, Now it becomes a situation where it's like, damn, I got to deal with this.
Yeah, you lose your appetite.
Here we go. The appetite, right? Yeah. What happened to that steak? I'm not hungry. Give me another Mai Tai.
I'm not saying that this is Tom Brady. I'm throwing it out there for food for thought, right? You think Tom Brady's ever really thought about what life without football is actually like? When football's being your life? So, like, now think about that. So maybe over the last year, right, with the retirement, but we've even dug a little bit deeper. Was that a move to Miami? What was going to happen with everything and that whole move? But for the first time in his life now, going through a divorce, having this with your family, thinking about what kind of father, even though you've had an idea, you know what kind of dad you've been, right? But, like, now it's like you're actually activating a lot of those thoughts. Like, how does that not take away from your time on the field?
That's
been your dedication.
That's why you can't write, or I don't write, the Bucs off. Because I believe, look, does Tom Brady look like he fell off a cliff this year so far? Yep. But I don't know that he has. Because I remember thinking that with the Patriots, oh, look, my prediction's coming true. But his receivers weren't getting any separation, right? Like, so he didn't look the same. Not only is he experiencing a team that's been depleted and hurt by injury and not on the same page and has a new head coach who's a defensive guy, but on top of that, the whole interior line is missing, which affects your run game. They can't get anything on the ground, which affects your pass protection, and the lack of a run game affects your pass protection, and like all that stuff. But on top of all that, the dude's going through this. Let's give it a month. Let's see as he acclimates himself to his new reality. Key, if he has lost his appetite, it looks like that to me, if he gets that appetite back a little bit.
Well, it all depends on, you know, it just depends on some stuff.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
I'm rooting for
Vegas
him.
Odds are right. It just depends on some stuff. That's all I'll say.
I'm rooting for Tom Brady, man, and I love the way he answers those questions. He's being forthright and
he's human.
I think
that's one of the biggest things happening right now, though. I think people are actually seeing the human side of Tom Brady for the first time, really, because they just seen him as a winner.
Since he left
he's the greatest all time, he's a winner. Now you're like, whoa, he's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's being honest with people. Like, it's maybe the first time in Tom Brady's career that the masses of people, which is outside the pocket of Foxborough, right, which it has been, or in Tampa, like, it feels like America's rooting for Tom Brady.
Is the
rooting for Brady.
Is the NFC South still the Bucs division to lose in that case? Can the Saints catch them after Jay has this from FanDuel?
Football season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, if you haven't noticed, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. It's easy. Just sign up with promo code PLAY. The app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. FanDuel has all of your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to even player props. So sign up today with promo code PLAY for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will X, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. That's where you can find us, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What moves do you want to see your team make before the trade deadline? And we're down to 6.5 hours, 4 p.m. today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are joined now by the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, New Orleans safety, of course, New Orleans Saints safety. Morning, Tyrann. How you doing?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up, Waldy?
We doing good, man.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Long time, man. I ain't talked to you. God, it's been – I can't even think. How long you been in the league now?
Man, a decade, man. Long time.
So that's 10, so I haven't talked to you in – if you've been in the league 10, I haven't talked to you in 12 years. It's been a minute.
Man, it's been a while.
How you doing down in New Orleans with the Saints?
I'm doing better, man. We got a win the other day, so doing better, much better.
if you guys get completely healthy, do you think you can win this division?
Absolutely. I think that's really what we expect. You know, obviously, the season hasn't really gone the way we expected it to go, but I think we got enough fight in us, and obviously we got enough football left, so I believe in us, no doubt.
So obviously there's been a lot of moving parts like it is for every NFL team, right, every sport actually. But what do you think is the difference having Andy Dalton under center and what he's been able to do lately?
Well, I think he's been, I think he's been able to really just kind of step up. You know, I think, everybody had, high expectations for Jameis. But, I think with his injury, what you see from Andy is just a pro. You know, I think every day he's prepared. He's preparing himself to play. And I think he's preparing himself to score points as well. So, I think the guys believe in him, too.
Tyrann Mathieu here on Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. So at 3-5, but only a game out of first place, what has to happen in the second half? Basically, I mean, this upcoming week is like right in the middle, and then you got the second half of the season. You know, so how do you get into the playoffs in the second half?
Well, I think we just got to play our kind of ball. You know, I think, obviously last Sunday we kind of put that on display, what we're capable of. And I think if we could just stick to that, if we could just make the plays that are meant to be made, and, if we could just continue to believe in our coaches, man, I think the sky's the limit for us. I think we got more than enough talent, obviously when we get a lot of guys back that aren't, healthy right now, I truly believe that we're one of the better teams in the NFL.
You know, Ty, you didn't get a chance to play for Sean Payton. You were in Kansas City at the time, but you've been in the National Football League. You've seen a lot. How does the New Orleans Saints organization differ from where you were at with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, obviously, I think, obviously both organizations are, winners. I think the Saints have won a lot, obviously won their division a lot. And, I think it's just a certain kind of style and spirit that, the Saints represent. You know what I mean? And I think last Sunday we kind of put that on display, being at home, playing good defense, being able to score points on offense. I think that's what the Saints are about.
Now you hear a lot of guys talk about, like, the pressures they feel when they go back to the towns or the cities in which they were born and raised in to a degree, right? Their hometown, to play for that hometown NFL franchise or NBA franchise. How has it been for you coming back to your hometown and playing for the Saints?
To be honest, man, it's been a blessing. I think it's truly been a blessing. Obviously, there's a lot of support, you know, positive support, you know, with me coming back. You know, like I mentioned earlier, man, the season hasn't gone the way we expected it to go, but, you know, I still feel, you know, that support, you know what I mean? And I think you can get in moments where you begin to press, you know, you want to make plays, you want to make every play, and you kind of felt that earlier in the season. You know, you just want to be perfect, you know, for your people. You know, I could feel myself kind of just settling in and just playing the game I've always played. You know, just loving the game the way I've always loved it.
So, Tyrann Mathieu, Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Monday night, Ravens at New Orleans. What's that going to be like?
I think it's going to be electric, man. You know, obviously being able to, you know, have a primetime game. I think it's really our second primetime game. But, you know, the first one, you know, here, you know, in the Dome, I think it's going to be everything you expect it to be. You know, a big-time opponent, you know, Lamar Jackson coming in town. Going to be a lot of excitement. And, you know, I think, you know, us coming off the game that we just played, you know, I think the anticipation is going to be, you know, really high for us, you know, to just kind of put on that performance again. So, you know, it's all about preparation. You know, it's all about the way you practice this week and, you know, the way you focus this week. So, you know, I think we'll be looking forward to it.
When you look at Lamar Jackson and you look at the passing attack, so to speak, the Baltimore Ravens don't have a high-octane passing attack, but they got a high-octane quarterback that can do a lot of different things. How difficult is it for you, though, playing the position that you play to try to defend a quarterback that's a dual threat like him?
I mean, it's a tough task, you know, no doubt about it. You know, I played against him a bunch, and, you know, it doesn't matter what defense you call, right? Like, you always have to be prepared for him. And I think that's mostly what you'll be looking forward to, you know, is being able to kind of stop him and limit him. But, you know, he's a great player. He's a great quarterback. And, you know, I'm more than sure that those guys can, you know, put up the points. You know what I mean? So it's all about being able to stop him and affect him, you know, in a negative way.
So when you see a team like the Ravens, who you got coming up, make a trade like they did for Roquan Smith, what are you thinking when you guys have a wide open division, but you're at 3-5 and people are asking if you're buyers or sellers? Would you like to see them do something?
Well, I think the most important thing for us is, you know, is to play good defense. You know, I think me being a defensive player, I really don't focus on anything else. You know, it's all about, you know, not allowing the other team to score more points than my team. You know what I mean? So I think that's my focus. That's our focus as a defense. And, you know, we could just stick to that. You know, I think we'll be all right.
Tyrann Mathieu, ladies and gentlemen, New Orleans Saints safety, the Honey Badger. Thanks, Tyrann. Appreciate it.
All right, T.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Later, man.
All right, buddy. Sean, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. Auburn's looking for a new head coach, guys. Is it time for Prime to come to Auburn? After this word from my computer career, friends, is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with my computer career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America.
Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
So, Yates, our very own Alan Yates, you were talking about trick-or-treating at the mall?
Yeah, so when I was a kid, like, we would walk around, you know, the neighborhood a little bit, but I remember a lot of my trick-or-treating moments happening in a mall. Like, we would go to the mall, trick-or-treat, and grab the candy from all the stores, and that would be the night. So I'm up, you know, up here in Connecticut, I'm asking folk, like, what they do for Halloween. They're like, oh, we just walk around. Like, we never heard of the mall concept ever. And I was like, that's different.
No, we went trick-or-treating. I went in the mall when I was a kid, too. We used to go in the mall. It was just, I think it was just easier, probably. I don't think it was a safety thing. I think it was just easier. Now, kids don't do that.
That's where the candy is at the mall, right?
I get shocked every time I even find myself in a mall that malls are still a thing.
Yeah.
You don't go to the mall, Jay?
I've been to a couple times with my kids, but it's more like just to let them run
around. I got to touch it, feel it, and see it. I can't. The online stuff, I leave that up to you.
It's just,
but it's still not a mall usually, though.
Yeah, you go to like a brick and mortar store.
Yeah, you might go into a store, but a mall is different, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. But if I'm going into some stores, they're attached to the mall. If I go into like a Neiman's, it's attached to the mall. So I'm not, you know, I might walk through the mall to get to the store, opposed to just going right to Neiman's, or I might have to go to the Adidas store that's inside the mall. But see, out here in LA, our malls are open air malls, so it doesn't really feel like a mall.
Outside malls, walking around, it's different.
Yeah.
I guess, I never did trick-or-treating at the mall. But then in New York, there weren't really malls, period. Like, there's a mall now right here downtown by the Trade Center. But basically, there weren't malls in New York.
See, in Jersey, we have malls. But we used to always go to malls back in the day. That's where you go.
I mean, as a city kid, you used to feel bad for the kids who are like, hey, we're hanging out at the mall. I'm like, damn, that's what they do in the suburbs? They hang out all day at the mall?
Yeah. I guess, but we never went trick-or-treating.
Are you
going to
hang out on 57th? I'm going to hang out on the corner.
you go to the park.
The corner liquor stores. That's what Max is hanging out at.
You literally hang out on the street corner. It's true.
Ear hustling people, kid. You know what I mean? Hey, buy this CD. It's my dopest Mick remix.
No, the mall, trick-or-treating in the mall was a thing, though. That used to be for sure a thing.
Did you get extra? It was the idea that there was extra candy there?
I think our parents might have felt like it was safe or something. I don't know.
Safe, right. Might have been easier. You know, it was easier. Yeah. Other folks, like,
did you get better candy though, Yates?
They had different candy. Like, it would be a lot of, you know, the lollipops, a lot of, you know, the chocolate and stuff. But it was never like $1,000.
You'll get some Godivas
or the peppermint that Max like. None of them joints. 10 seconds though.
Those what are they called? Russell Stover joints. We're back in 10 seconds. Brian Harsin out at Auburn, guys.
Are you listening to it?
Got sent packing, gave him $15 million to say goodbye.
Yep. Didn't even.
Well, he was a bad choice to begin with, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they brought him in from Boise State as a West Coast guy trying to go to the South, that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Can you imagine what Deion Prime Sanders would do, what Prime would do with the facilities and with the outreach?
Well, like I said,
around with a national
like I said
title.
To Paul, there's only two names that would make sense to me, Lane Kiffin and Deion Sanders, right? That's it. And the reason you go and you look at Lane is because he turned around FAU. He turned around Ole Miss. He'll be in 10-plus wins at Ole Miss for the second straight year. He knows the region. He coached at Tennessee, coached at Alabama. He can recruit. NIL money is there, so you know he can recruit and get it done. You know he's a good coach, right? He learned his lesson from being fired on the tarmac at USC, not getting it done. Then if you Auburn, Deion Sanders, he's gonna just drive both of them going to drive Nick Saban crazy right down the street. You know Lane can beat Nick with a good team. You know Deion can recruit with NIL money now too. And he can get the kids. He's right down the road in Jackson, Mississippi. Everybody wants to play for Prime. The question, though, are they going to be scared to hire a black head coach with a personality like Prime, okay, at Auburn? Then if Lane goes to Auburn, if I'm Ole Miss, I'm going to get Prime. I'm going to get him, and he's going to be my head coach.
Yeah, but if you're Prime, right, like what's the one thing I've been hearing Lane Kiffin talk a lot about in the public? Well, you know, this school is always going to outbid you. You know,
well, of course.
This company is going to outbid you, right? So if you're Prime, you're paying attention to all that, right? Because that's why I said you want to have, you know, incredible resources. And
yeah, absolutely.
In this game, it's an arms race. You have to have deep bags behind you to go get recruits.
No, Auburn has great resources for either one of them as a head coach. They got backing. They got money. But they also got Alabama right down the street with Nick Saban. Nick Saban doesn't want to see either one of those dudes at Auburn, either one of them at all.
Think about Deion. I bring it up every time his name comes up. He has a huge advantage. Forget about the personality for a second, right? And the track record now on the college level as a head coach and what he can do for a program. There are only a handful of athletes ever who were at his level in any sport who then went on to coach. In fact, none actually come to mind. Tell me a guy who is as great as Deion was at football in any sport who wound up being a coach. So, like, because usually at that level, for whatever reason, the guys don't give back to the game, particularly guys as talented as Deion, because what's happened in the past in some sports here and there when they've tried it is they expect everyone to be like them, but nobody's like them. So what he has done is so remarkable. Like, it deserves mention.
It absolutely does. He should have got the Florida State job a couple years ago, but he didn't have a track record. Now he has a track record. There's no question about it. I just don't know if the decision makers at Auburn are ready for a Deion Sanders type. I just don't know if they are. You know how you're in a different type of situation when you're dealing in that part of the country. On the recruiting trail,
they need to wake
all
up.
Of that.
They need to wake up. They need to wake up. They should be.
Of course.
They should be. They should be in the game of getting that dunk. I'll tell you the other part about Prime. Like, and I get Alabama, Nick Saban, and I get Ryan Day, Ohio State. Tennessee is a really hot thing right now with Hooker, right? But there is nobody who has a better pulse on the culture than Deion Sanders. And the media machine behind him that he's created now – with that relationship with Barstool, if you were to activate that same machine inside Auburn, you talk about being relevant. They would be the most relevant program in the country.
They would be a relevant program. The NILs are huge, and both he and Lane benefit from the NIL with the money, the portal. They go into that portal. You see, Deion, he done went and changed the whole face of Jackson State. Lane done changed and went into the portal and grabbed a few. His Jackson Dart, the quarterback, came from USC. He done got that dude. He's got a couple players at Ole Miss that will probably wind up transferring to Auburn. Prime got people over at his school at Jackson State that would transfer wherever he winds up at Auburn. They got to get smart, man. You got to think. I don't tell me nothing about Matt Rhule. I respect Matt Rhule. I think he's a good coach. But don't get to telling me Matt Rhule this, Matt Rhule. I'm talking about people that know that region, that know that landscape. If you want to get back to beating up on Alabama and trying to fight for a national championship every single year, you take a look at them two dudes right there, for sure.
So, guys, Deion said recently he wouldn't coach in the NFL, but he would consider a Power 5 school, right? But just because a guy says something, that doesn't make it true. Could you see Deion as an NFL head coach, Key? I could, by the way.
I could. I just don't think Prime played in the leagues, right? Major League Baseball and the NFL. You doesn't want to deal with probably some of the stuff that goes on and that you have to deal with. The great thing about college for him is he gets to pick his players. He doesn't have some dude with little glasses that ain't never played a day in his life trying to tell him who's good and who's not. He doesn't have to deal with that. In college, he eyeballs the guy and he goes, I like that guy.
Well, who says the same arrangement couldn't be made in the NFL?
Yeah, that just puts a lot of pressure, though. It's different in college, man.
It's not different. That it can't, but they just don't do it like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only a handful of dudes in the history of the league that wear both hats.
Right, that's true. It's very, very difficult
to college, do. In college, you run the whole show.
Key, pick one. You're running Auburn. You, Keyshawn Johnson. Who are you picking, Lane Kiffin or Deion?
I'm probably gonna wind up picking. I'm probably gonna wind up picking Lane.
Why?
Well, because he's coached against Nick Saban. I got to beat Nick Saban. That's a must. He coached with him. He knows the SEC country. Okay, he gets it. He understands it.
What but about Saban's record against former assistants, Key?
But I wouldn't rule out Deion. I wouldn't rule him out. I just wouldn't rule him out. Now, if I'm the AD, I'm bringing them both in, and I'm interviewing them both. I'm interviewing them both, and I'm going to see what's what. You know, that's just what it is. But if I had to pick one, I'm probably just going to pick Lane because Lane's done it at that level.
Key, before we get out of here, what about Saban's record against his assistants? And that includes Kiffin.
Track record against him that's ridiculous.
I would disrupt the whole apple cart.
And
you
whole,
can do,
hire
I could
Deion,
do that too.
Right?
Hire Deion. It's not even a question.
I would too. I would go Deion. Although Lane is a great choice.
For sure. But you know, I got people above me
yeah.
that might not want me to do it.
That's why I want to do it. I want to do it. You got to break the mold. I don't think, in other words, I don't think you can zig with Nick Saban, but you might be able to zag him.
Not if you're at Auburn. At Auburn, you can get them players, man.
That's a good point.
You can get them players All right. that go in there and take care of business in Tuscaloosa.
You know who else is about to take care of business? Mike Greenberg on Greeny. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.